This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at BestWestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
The Growing Interest in Mr. Ben Lilly. Dick Muldoon, Box 3, Luna, New Mexico. There seems to be a growing interest in Ben Lilly and other old-time houndsmen, hunters who hunted both bear and cougar here in the Southwest. Our personal interest grew from the hunting and fishing magazines provided us by a mother who taught us to read several years before we became healthy enough to attend school. We were sickly, having suffered from rheumatic fever, and reading and listening to the radio during the late 1930s. And early 1940s was about all the exercise we were allowed. About 3 years ago, our good friend Glenn Overstreet of California sent us his copy of Ben Lilly Diaries. Glenn got his copy from Jeff Brent, a mutual friend. Jeff traveled to Texas and purchased the copy of the originals from the University of Texas. The original manuscripts, including the portions eaten by wood rats, were given to the university by Mr. Frank Dobie. Mr. Dobie obtained the originals from sources in New Mexico. These papers were rewritten by hand by Mr. Lilly and also typewritten by a lady who was doing the work at Mr. Lilly's request. They are written from memory by Mr. Lilly from his daily field diaries and itineraries he kept when employed by the Biological Survey, the forerunner of the U.S. Department of Interiors, Fish and Wildlife, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture of today. Mr. Lilly spelled and pronounced places here in Catron County, New Mexico, and southeastern Arizona and Mexico just as he spoke. He surely had a heavy southern accent coming from Alabama as he did. Dillon Mountain, east and north of Luna, New Mexico, became Dilliman Mountain. Escondida Mountain, just west and north of Luna and across the Arizona-New Mexico state line, became Escalder Mountain to the great hunter. Mr. Lilly, as he is still called here by old-timers who remember him when he would put by them penny bags of candy at the Luna Mercantile store, would walk everywhere. He did on occasion ride a burro and hired locals to pack his camp into remote areas. He would walk to Luna from as far as Glenwood, New Mexico, 45 miles south by modern highway today, but much further by mountain trails in his time. It was 20 miles from Luna across the San Francisco Mountains to the community of Reserve, New Mexico, and according to Mr. Lilly's diaries, he walked the Luna Reserve Trail, arriving at the Laney Ranch on September 12, 1916. The following is in Mr. Lilly's own words, taken from our copies of his personal field diary while a hunter for the U.S. Biological Survey. On Frisco River, 6 miles east of Luna, on the west side of Dillon Mountains, I worked at this line about 7 days. Mr. Laney had a colt killed about 2 weeks in his pasture, and I camped near there and hunted through the pasture and no tracks. It rained. Was raining every day or so. Not even old sign could be found. I then took a small pack on my back and went south and west. Had 3 rains that day. Mr. Lilly goes on to tell of finding old sign that was 4 and 5 weeks old. At 4, I had worked the tracks and sign east across the Frisco box and the head of Big Box that evening late. Mr. Lilly continued trailing by sight until finding sign the dogs could trail, so he worked it up Devil's Creek. Mr. Lilly continued trailing the same tracks and sign until he killed the big cat just short of its destination. The Laney pasture where the colt had been killed, Mr. Lilly indicates the line was full of colt meat. The minimum distance in land miles that Mr. Lilly walked on his one hunt, including 40 miles round trip from Reserve to Luna back, was about 80 miles. Just locate Deep Springs, the Laney Ranch was owned and operated by the Laney family. Also locate the community of Reserve in Devil's Canyon, Devil's Creek, Dillon Mountain, and let your fingers do the walking. How many hunters do you know today who could accomplish such a hunt? Most of us would have never attempted such a thing. There are one or two boot hunters left in Catron County, New Mexico, and we are sure they exist in other counties of this state and in other states across the Southwest, but believe us, they're a dying breed. Not long ago, we were called 40 years behind the times because we prefer to walk hunter dogs. Part of the pleasure we get from hunting in this fashion here in Catron County, New Mexico, is knowing we are covering the same ground as Ben V. Lilly and Montague Stevens, another great old-time houndsman whose Spur Ranch and other ranches are still being worked here. We enjoy rigging our dogs also, but there is something quite different and special to some of us about just working dogs on the ground. The photo enclosed with this article is given to us by Steve Mathis. It's the only copy of its original, which was given to Steve by the young cowboy who took the photo of Ben Lilly somewhere in the Gila National Forest many, many years ago.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Cry Mag when sharing your own adventures. You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Cry magazine at www.fullcrymag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We want to thank our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Next Level Super Premium Dog Food and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.